Welcome to Partnering with Parents, brought to you by the Classical Academies. Join us every other Tuesday as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
Well, I'm Cameron Curry, the CEO for the Classical Academies, and it's time for another podcast. Super excited to have on the program with us today Margie Fritsch, who is the Dean of Career, Technical, and Extended Education at Palomar College. And our topic today is going to be careers that don't require a four-year degree. So, Margie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been at Palomar?
So I've been at Palomar a little less than 4 years. Okay. I've been in higher education for about 35 years, been in education 40 years.
Awesome. Awesome. What was the draw into higher education?
It happened very accidentally.
I love that. That's awesome.
I was a teacher here for San Diego Unified, got married, moved to the Midwest, and I was overqualified because I already had advanced degrees. And so I ended up at the college where my father-in-law was an engineering professor, fell into a job where the education professor had been diagnosed with cancer. They needed someone to start that Tuesday. That was on a Friday. The vice president interviewed me, and it's a non-union institution, so they can pretty much do what they want. Hired me, and I was teaching higher ed on Monday morning, teaching education.
Kind of a meant to be.
Yes. Well, that's now I see that it was at the time I thought I was a nut. But
like,
you know.
What am I doing? How did this happen?
So very strangely got into higher education. Always very interested in education.
So what type of students do you find are interested in trade or certificate programs?
So many times the students that are attracted to these programs are students who want to use their hands. They want to apply their knowledge. They want to solve problems. They tend to be very inquisitive. So if you think about an auto mechanic, for example, what are they going to be doing? They're solving problems. Car comes in, gets diagnosed. They have to figure out what the problem is. They use their hands. A lot of technology now, but you're still using your hands to try to solve problems. So whether it's HVAC, water technology, I mean, you're really solving problems. So, and I know people don't tend to look at it this way, but this is what I have found through all of my years. It's really students who have what I would call the engineering mindset.
Okay.
There's a problem. You have to try to figure out what that problem is, try to solve it, test it, did it work, go back and try again. That's what many of the trade programs and our career tech programs are about because they're very skill-based.
Love that. And plus, this is an opportunity where students are not necessarily going to pursue their degree to go work as an accountant or kind of do that traditional career path. This provides different opportunities, which is just awesome.
And it's very quick. A certificate program is usually 1 year or less. So many of our students that we see, we have two types of students. Many of them are the ones that never thought about going to college the way that they were told going to college, going to 4 year, doing that. Many of them have no interest in that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then another, and so they come here because they know they want to go to work and they want to do something outside of, you know, retail or fast food, and they need to make more than minimum wage. Then we have another group of students who did go that four-year path and are having troubles getting a job that would pay them enough to live in San Diego.
Okay.
And they come back into the trade. So, for example, our emergency medical assisting program or emergency medical education program, which is our EMT and paramedic program, two cohorts ago, we had an attorney that graduated. Always wanted to do it. She's been a practicing attorney.
Wow.
Wanted to be a medic.
That's awesome.
And so we have a wide variety of students coming back who are first-time college goers and those that have gone to college and it for whatever reason they weren't able to get a job they were either happy with or paid enough.
Okay.
And we see them.
And is your EMT program one of your most popular certificate programs or?
It is. Okay. It's a very popular program. There's a lot of requirements to get into that, similar to nursing because it is paramedic. So EMT is the first step. That's a one-semester program students can get into. The paramedic program, which is really paramedicine, is much more difficult. It's a one-year program. Very, very intense.
Intense and competitive, I'm sure.
Very, very competitive. Not everybody gets into it because you need to have that bend toward being in medicine. You got to be able to, you know, watch people live and die and blood and gore and all the other stuff that comes with it.
Yeah. It's not just in the movies.
No.
No, exactly. So what type of trade programs does Palomar offer that prepare students with immediate hireable skills?
Some of them that come to mind automatically that are typically either one semester or they can be a two-year program depending how skill how intense the skills are. But the ones that come to mind immediately would be like our auto technology program or our auto body, which is collision and repair. Definitely our welding program, our new HVAC program that we just started at our Escondido campus.
Escondido air conditioning is important.
Oh, my goodness. Air conditioning is important for everybody, and so is heat.
True.
And then we just started a machine technology program a couple of years ago, which is just getting off the ground. That is, we are in such dire need of machinists, and so we're the one in credit program in San Diego right now. So we just started that at our main campus. Woodworking is another one because of manufacturing. They do a lot of and construction, a lot of woodworking, cabinet making, furniture making. Our water technology program that a lot of people don't know about, but if you think about water, it's our most precious natural resource. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at different ways to produce water, especially potable water. So that is a very, very lucrative career. And we'll talk about that.
Well, I think people forget about the fact that San Diego is a desert. And so we are.
And we're pretty much locked.
We are landlocked. And the challenge is we're bringing water here. And
absolutely.
We don't have a
natural
water source,
and we have to figure out how to do a better job with that. So that is, that's actually one of our Gold Star programs that our chancellor's office is pinged, because students come into that making a certain wage and exit out at a much higher wage. So, and the opportunities are immense in the water technology field. We have architecture, drafting, diesel technology is really big right now because of the resurgence of the manufacturing industry, and we have to be able to move stuff to and from. So we have a lot more, and you've probably noticed a lot more trucks on the road. A diesel mechanic is very different than an auto mechanic, and so you have to, you know, the ideal thing is to be both. Absolutely. And then, of course, all of our apprenticeship programs. We are one of the largest apprenticeship training providers in the entire state. We have fabrication, which is welding. All of the construction electronics, the sound wiring, all of that. Again, electricians. So we've got our apprenticeship programs, and they're very unique because apprenticeship programs, you do have to apply to get in, and there's some basic skills tests you have to take to make sure you can read, write, because those are paid programs. So you get paid for the entire time you're in the program, whether you're out in the field working or whether you're sitting in the classroom learning. So very, very lucrative. We have about, we have over 2,000 apprentices in our programs right now.
Wow.
Very large program.
Well, I was going to ask you about really what are some of the careers that are so lucrative, and you're touching on these. This is awesome.
Any of our apprenticeship programs.
Okay.
They're lucrative in the sense that you're paid when you're going to school, which is a challenge for many of our students, especially living in San Diego, which is a pretty high cost of living area. But some of the most lucrative ones are HVAC one that we just opened. People start at about $58,000 a year in that and just go up from
there. That's awesome.
Welding, of course, you know, NASCO got those huge contracts. They need 800 welders in the next, I think, 5 or 10 years. I forget. We've been working with them. So, and again, welders, especially if you become nationally certified, they command a huge hourly rate.
Beautiful.
And then, of course, water technology, we talked about that. And the opportunities in the water technology field right now are amazing. And then our diesel program is because they are, because again of manufacturing and because of the shortage of diesel techs, a few weeks ago, one of our students just got offered a job and is making $26 an hour entry level. That's a pretty high dollar amount.
It totally is.
Entry. And you just go up from there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our programs are very similar to that.
Awesome. Awesome. So what are the costs of these programs?
They are the best bargain in town, I will tell you. So the cost of the program, so if you're looking at one semester, 12 to 15 units, depending on how many a student can take, you're talking about, if you're doing 12 units, about $600 in the tuition or fees, and then about $250 in books.
Incredible.
So on average, maybe $850 a semester. If you take those three extra units, it's going to be an extra $150. Maybe it's $1,000 a semester. If it's a two-semester program, you're looking at $2,000 or less to take that program. If you add the degree in it, and we really emphasize students getting their associate degree in that field, so that what that associate degree means is you're just really putting on those 30 units of general education, but those are the employability skills that our employers are looking for. Mm-hmm. So you take that speech class, you take that writing class, you take those math classes. Those paired with your skills really make a student very, very marketable.
Love that. really pushes you over the line, which
absolutely
is awesome. So if a student's interested in this option, is there career counseling or even guidance to help them discover which trade may be best for them?
Absolutely. One of the things I would suggest if a student is interested in a program, a career education program, is I would go to the college's website. We all work very closely in the region. There's several colleges. Palomar College and MiraCosta are the ones up in North County. But I would go to their website. We all have what are called career education landing pages.
Okay.
So at Palomar, if you go to the website and you just Google career education landing pages, or just go to the A to Z index and under C for career education.
For career. Right, there you go.
All of those have a short little 1 to 2 minute video about what the program is about. There's a link to the website, talks about how much you can make, what kind of individuals would be interested in that. Once a student kind of identifies, hey, I think that sounds like something I'd like to do, then they can either contact, they would want to put an application into the college, contact a counselor, sit down and talk with a counselor about, you know, what can they go full-time, can they go part-time, what would that education plan look like? Because it's strongly encouraged that a student does see one of our counselors to say, you know, I can only take 8 units a semester.
Okay.
Lay me out an education plan. Here's what I want to do. Because it's really hard if you just go to the catalog and try to say, oh, I want this, I want that. The counselors have all the course schedules up in front of them. It's really time well spent if once a student decides this is what I want to do, to go meet with one of our counselors and just have them lay out the ed plan for you. They can also, on the website, there will be a faculty contact.
Okay.
For whatever program like welding. I would suggest emailing the faculty and saying, you know, I'm interested in this program. I have a few questions, and a lot of that can just be done via email with the faculty.
Oh, beautiful.
The one thing we didn't talk about with the cost of the programs is for community colleges, the state has what's called the Promise Program. So if you're a first-time college student, you have not attended any college anywhere, particularly targeted on our high school students graduating, the first 2 years are free. Tuition free. And Palomar's Foundation will pay for the books for the first year. So there's, when I look at this, and our biggest part of our mission is accessibility. When mm-hmm. I look at the introduction of the Promise Program and the work our foundation is doing with the very generous donations from the community, there is really no reason for a student not to go get a lucrative career, especially in the trades. I mean, career ed, I'm very passionate about it because mm-hmm. It's personal to me. Both my children have college educations, and they're both in the trades, and they're both making very lucrative livings and able to live here in San Diego.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Even though mom and dad, it was a very strange way because our kids thought they needed to go to a four-year because their mom and dad had gone that route. So
right.
I think it's super important when we're working particularly with our high school students, that we make sure we're opening up all avenues. And what I try to share when I talk with counselors and teachers and students at the high school level and middle school level is find your passion. Find what you're good at. Find your strengths, because chances are there's a career that can be linked with that. And then if you find something you love doing, you'll love getting up every morning. Yes, you're
absolutely
going to get a paycheck, but find something you love doing.
It's the frosting on the cake.
Absolutely. So many people have kind of discounted the career education programs for that four-year path when it isn't what they want to do. So, you know, my pearls of wisdom after doing this for a long time is just help our youth find out what their strengths are and what they're good at. And if it's a trade program, great. If it's a four-year, great. But help them make that decision. Don't channel them into what we think they should do.
Exactly.
They need to, you know, kind of control their own destiny with what they're...
Well, and there's so many options today, and are we helping students, really, what you're saying, align to what they find joy in? Because, frankly, hopefully you spend your life doing things that you really
absolutely
enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And when you figure out, sometimes when I go talk to high school students, I say, so on average, people are in the workforce in their professional field for about 40 years. And if you times that by about 2,000 hours a year, you do the math and figure out how many hours you're going to be at your job. It's best you find something you love
that
doing.
That you love to do. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So just off the top of your head, how many students go to Palomar?
We have, on average, it fluctuates because of part-time, full-time, okay. But on the high end, we have about 30,000 students. Our headcount, I think, is at about 25,000 right now. We have a lot of part-time. About 65% of our students are part-time because we live in San Diego.
Right.
Most students have to work. We have a very large veteran population. That was kind of how Palomar was founded. Our veterans. We have a satellite campus actually at Camp Pendleton. So we have a Fallbrook campus. We have a South Campus down in Rancho Bernardo. So we've really kind of expanded our reach.
Do you sell the one here in Escondido as well?
Absolutely. That's where our new HVAC program. That's where our EMT, paramedic, and fire tech programs are. So Escondido is an amazing campus. It's kind of a little hidden jewel.
Totally.
You know, when you think about it.
Right, exactly.
Because there are some super amazing programs. And, you know, fire tech, a lot of those students go into our fire academy. And, our Administration of Justice program is on our main campus. But a lot of them go into our police academy as well. And those are programs that are really integral to the community, our public safety programs.
Beautiful.
Because clearly we need that. So we have a lot of support from the community. So.
Yeah, that's great. So is the best place for someone to start on your website?
I think so, to figure out what they want to do.
Okay.
I mean, you can talk to your, if you're in high school, talk to your counselor, because they should have materials from our counselors going out and working with them. But we have a lot of information. And again, if they're interested in the career education, all of our career ed programs are on our landing page.
Awesome.
And they're broken out by sector. So if they think they want to be in the manufacturing sector, you can click on that, or you can just see all of them. We have over 50.
Wow.
So it's a pretty large array of programs to choose from. But, you know, again, each of them has like a 1 to 2 minute video. Some are longer, you know, if they need to be more involved, like our public safety programs. But it's a great way for a potential student to just kind of see what it is. What is that career like?
I've heard this. Now let me dig a little deeper.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Margie, thank you for your time today.
You are absolutely welcome. It's my passion anytime.
Perfect.
Thank you, Cameron.
Partnering with Parents is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. Suggest a future episode or advertise with us by visiting classicalacademy.com/podcast. Consider subscribing to our channel, leaving us a review, and supporting our Patreon page. Thanks for listening.